Palliative care doctors are warning the Victorian government against any move to legalise euthanasia. The government is considering assisted suicide, but doctors say expanded palliative care would deliver better results. Tom Nightingale reports.
Victoria could be on the verge of a massive medical and ethical change. And Professor Peter Hudson from St Vincent's Health says the evidence behind it is nowhere near strong enough.
We're talking about potentially a major shift in a major new public health intervention. And if this was something else, it would need to go through due process, like the National Health and Medical Research Council would recommend. So there needs to be suitable evidence base behind it. All the side effects of the proposed intervention need to be assessed, and there needs to be review of this over time in terms of the resources required to implement it. And we don't believe that the proposed model's been through that level of scrutiny.
The government is still considering its response to a Victorian parliamentary committee which recommended allowing doctors to prescribe lethal drugs. Professor Hudson says that would promote unfairness.
As it stands, if this legislation gets through, the proposal is that if somebody requests assisted suicide, they'd be able to access support from two doctors, potentially see a psychiatrist, and also be allocated a caseworker. And I think that's really good and really important that those supports are in place. However, as it currently stands, if somebody has a terminal illness in Australia at the moment, their chances of getting all those supports are very limited. So you'll have a system where if you elect assisted suicide, you're going to be guaranteed certain supports, whereas if you don't, your chances of getting comprehensive quality palliative care are less than likely.
He also believes Victoria's politicians have unrealistic expectations.
There's an assumption that if assisted suicide or euthanasia is supported, then people who avail themselves of this will have a kind of sanitised, completely pain-free death. And that can't be guaranteed. Death and dying is messy, like birth. It can't be fixed by a law or a pill. And we have evidence in jurisdictions where euthanasia's been supported that for some people, they actually regurgitate the medications they've been given. Some people have had seizures, and some people actually, it takes them a very long time to die.
His colleague at St Vincent's Centre for Palliative Care, Associate Professor Mark Bowie, says palliative care is a better option for patients.
Over the last 50 years, palliative care has been an evolving and developing part of the healthcare system, and really it should be at this stage a standard of care, but at the moment the standard of care and the referral processes just don't necessarily exist, and this is both across the private and public sector of healthcare.
Professor Hudson says access to high-quality palliative care in Australia is a lottery, but he says when it's done well, international evidence suggests it brings better outcomes than euthanasia.
It's less than about 1% of people with a terminal illness will actually desire euthanasia or assisted suicide. So the overwhelming majority of people with a terminal illness do not elect euthanasia or assisted suicide, and even jurisdictions where this is available. So that's not to say these people should be ignored. They shouldn't be. They should receive compassionate and professional care. But again, I think it's this resourcing of palliative care. Let's get that right first. Let's see what happens to our community if we enable quality palliative care rather than launching in to investing in euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide at this point in time.
Parliamentary standing orders require the government to respond to the committee by this Friday.
Tom Nightingale.